Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Be yourself. Don't try to do it all over the night and just stay humble. Don't try to do it all by yourself. You got a great group of guys around you. I know you've seen the pieces, Keenan Allen, Swift from Philly.
Yes,
we got some guys that around him. So I could just be humble and be yourself. So I mean, he's obviously a talented guy. I would just say, just don't try to do it all in one night.
And while I love that, is his natural self being humble?
I don't think so, and I think that that's okay. I don't think so at all.
I just want to.
Montez Sweat on the Greenlight podcast talking about Caleb Williams and how he can make all of this work as he moves from a college locker room to a professional one. That wasn't the only podcast that needs to be discussed when it comes to Caleb Williams. Caleb was on the Pivot podcast, which is really great. I love the stuff that they're doing over there. I wonder, AB was teammates with Channing Crowder, right? I think I have that right. And Fred Taylor.
I don't know off the top of my head.
He needs to be on that podcast with them so they can tell stories and whatnot.
Has anybody really talked to AB since Justin Fields got traded to Pittsburgh?
I'm going to talk to him this week because I'm going to be hosting some of our draft coverage on NBC Sports Chicago, as will you. You're going to be a part of the draft coverage on NBC Sports Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I said I would appear. I'm at NBC 5, of course.
Yeah.
Mike Berman's in Detroit. But, yeah, I said I'd be part of the Zoom conversation.
Yeah, you're going to be
it's
a
like
part of it.
It's like 7 to 9 on Thursday night.
Yeah, we're going to kick it.
Yeah. I can do that. Yeah, I can discuss some things.
It's going to be a good time. But back to Caleb. This is what he told the Pivot podcast on how frustrated he was. If you want to try to get a glimpse of who he is as a competitor. How frustrated he was to not start at Oklahoma.
The most recent one was Oklahoma when I didn't start. That one was real tough for me.
When you made a decision to go to Oklahoma and Spencer Rattler was already there?
Yeah.
And that was, at the time, mm-hmm. when you made a decision to go to Oklahoma,
yeah.
Spencer Rattler was a projected first round pick
yeah.
the next year.
Yeah.
You had to pivot because they decided to start the guy that was supposed to be a first round pick that year. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why'd you choose to go there then?
Development.
So you thought that
I'd known that Lincoln was the best in the country.
So why did it hurt you though that the
incumbents? Because I was the best. In the country.
Explain that to me. You make a decision to go to the school that has a starter that's coming back, that's supposed to be a first round pick.
I told many people before I went there And there's a backstory to it also. I was so fired up. I told people before I went there that I was gonna start and play and beat them out. I thought I'd beat them out in spring, and he was the projected number one and all of that. So he started for six games, and so I prepared. I kept preparing. Lincoln told me keep going. It's something that I didn't understand. Those two words I did not understand when he told me, because I wasn't asking him, I wasn't coming to him to beg for playing time. I never came to him. I came to him and asked him, how do I do it? How do I beat this dude out? Because he never let me get reps with the first team. He never let me get reps with, you know, the older guys and things like that. So I took advantage of my reps. I got after it, I put my head down. And at a certain point, I felt like, you know, I beat him out. And I got to, at some point, and I went up and asked Link again. I said, how do I, you know, how do I do it? How do I beat him out? How do I, like, what can I do to put myself in a position that I believe that I should be in and want to be in and trying to get to? And so he told me, keep going. He didn't give me any other advice. So that's his words that he told me. And at the time, I was so angry, so frustrated, because I didn't feel like that wasn't what I wanted to hear, because I felt like I was the best. I felt like I could have helped us win, you know, all the games, getting more reps, you know, getting later in the season, and you know, I'm ready for those moments, you know, later in the season. So I didn't get those reps. So I kept preparing as best that I could. So when I had my moment, there was no way that he was ever going to get it back. So it goes back to I watched and learned Tom Brady.
Yeah.
For Drew Bledsoe. Is when you prepare. When you get your moment, because you never know how long it's going to be. You never know what's going to happen. When you get your moment, you don't give it back. And so that was my mindset and plan. And I went there saying that I was going to beat him out. And I feel as if I did. Didn't happen. So I had to pivot. I had to change. I had to keep going and adjust to what the position I was in. Be the same person every day. But when I got my shot, nothing else was going to happen other than me being the guy.
Shout out to Ryan Clark for pushing. I really enjoyed him pushing Caleb on that, saying, this is what you chose. And just so that we can kind of square the circle to have a little fun with who's your guy, and this is the beauty of having the beast at the ready.
Can
when you
still
need
control
it.
F.
That's true. Spencer Rattler. Okay. Now Ryan's right. Spencer Rattler was a guy that people had projected to be in the Heisman race.
Yes.
That season. Now, he has since, you know, transferred to South Carolina, and he's been pretty good. Just give you a couple lines on him. Aesthetically pleasing passer with his fluid release. Oh, wait, Studs, get a couple of drops ready real quick. We'll, like, do, like, an impromptu version of Who's Your Guy with Spencer Rattler.
Wait, hold on. Mythical guy is Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler, 6 feet.
Are you sure about that?
No. But they say he's you
there's
talk about
a lot of guys auspiciously listed in this draft as like 6'1" eighth of an inch.
Look, he legit is just like there. His is 6'0002.
Hey, you're all taller than me.
6 feet. Strengths.
This guy is so cool. He wears a bandana and he dances and he can't really tackle.
Aesthetically pleasing passer with his fluid release and impressive arm talent. Throws from wide balance base and delivers with confidence from any platform. Can get the ball out with zip to access small windows. Keeps his vision downfield with patience to allow routes to develop. Trusts his anticipation to deliver before receivers are out of their breaks. Loves to push the ball down the field. Would run four verts every other play if he could.
Yeah.
Weaknesses.
And he doesn't look the part. I've said it before. He looks like a kind of a tall pudge kind of guy out there with no real muscle definition, so to speak. He doesn't look athletic. He doesn't sprint.
How did you find this?
His pocket movements and field reads are too systematic. Decision-making isn't a glaring issue, but his 2023 tape still showed some misreads and immature mistakes that you don't want to see. Can get reckless with the football, combine 20 interceptions and 14 fumbles over his two seasons at South Carolina. Summary. Overall, Rattler has methodical play style and needs to be more urgent in his movement reads, but he has the arm talent, self-confidence, and work habits that give him a fighting chance to work his way up an NFL depth chart. He offers upside at the position, but the interview process will be crucial to his draft grades. He is projected as the 72nd pick in this year's draft.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So that's who Caleb is talking about.
I also think that those traits that we discussed, like the what they liked about him on a video, his throwing style, that is something that developed early with him.
Yep.
That's what got people talking.
So here you have Caleb at Oklahoma. He follows Lincoln Riley out to LA at USC. This is the thing that got misconstrued. People clip this without context where it sounds like Caleb is saying that he's better than the other quarterbacks. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that Caleb thinks that he's better than the other quarterbacks. As he should.
Right.
As he should. But this was more of him explaining what he does, whether it's inside the pocket or outside the pocket.
It was showing that you could throw.
It was going back to the trolling kind of smart ass me, because everybody wants to. If you go look at the stats, and I have a screenshot of it. If you go look at the stats, and on average, I am the most dead center, even dude for scrambling and throwing in the pocket. It's just, I make more highlights. And so that's what they show. But dead even stat of scramble to pocket, I am the most dead even on the farthest end of the spectrum from anybody else. As we know, X and Y axis, I am the farthest from all of them in every single way. And so to all of the people, I can do anything and everything as I want, and as my team needs, and whatever it takes to win a game. And so that's that.
So what he's saying in a very confident way is basically, I did as much as from the pocket as I did on the run. The reason people think that I'm doing it more on the run is because that's where the big highlights come from. Mm-hmm. He's very confident.
I also just detect a guy who feels like he's had to prove himself for reasons that are many.
The great ones always have that chip, though, right?
But also, like, people have challenged him, and he's like, no. Okay. He's coming from a place of, oh, well, why are you so great? And he's got to explain himself.
Yeah. He feels like there is a little bit of, I have to defend my resume a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know who I am? There's a little bit of that in there.
I mean, I don't know if it's even necessarily, do you know who I am? But it's like, it's just, I think it's what comes with being highly scrutinized as a person who's not in the NFL yet.
Yep. Here's what I've done. And here's what I've done, but here's how I can back up what I just said. I'm not just saying it. There are actual statistics to back up what I'm saying.
And Ryan Clark did, he did the reflective discussion where he's just summarizing what he did. Clark is just summarizing what Williams did. Like, this was a decision you made. This was the actions you took. And you hope it's not going to hurt him later You know, like that could be a difficult place to dig yourself out of in this city.
No doubt. I always like when the guys that have done it, like the guys that have played for a while, Ryan Clark has a Super Bowl ring. Those type of guys get to ask questions because the way that he can take, journalistically, he can take some liberties with Caleb that maybe I can't.
Right.
Like if I were to push him in the same way, or if you were, it might come off a little different. But with Ryan being like, I know how the game is played when it comes to recruitment. You chose to go to a place where there was a dude who was already
in front of you.
Right. And he was good. So why are you surprised that you didn't get to run with the ones? They had already had a plan in place. Like, I appreciate him pushing a little bit. The whole thing is wonderful. You should check out the entire Pivot podcast if you want to get to know Caleb Williams a little bit better.
And to me, if you really want to get into it, listen to that discussion and then put it right next to the one he had with Tim Anderson.
Yeah, I agree.
I appreciate the ability to have conversation and relate to people.
It's true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.